Thanks for downloading the Wave Church Podcast. We hope this message inspires and brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Enjoy the message.
Good morning. Wow. Well, like Pastor Steve said, a little nervous is a bit of an understatement. However, we love our senior pastors, so let's just give them a hand for everything that they do. You guys can be seated. Make sure to say hi to the person beside you. You never know. It could be a God connection right there. Shout out to single people. Good morning. My name is Ashby Steinfath. I actually work here at church, and it's always an honor to walk in these doors every single day. So I just wanted to say a huge thank you to our senior pastors, Pastor Steve and Sharon Kelly, on behalf of our tag team today of Davey and Luke. And we're just so honored to be able to serve a church that believes in the next generation and honestly in all generations. So we just love our senior pastors so much, and we're just excited to be able to preach the word to you guys today. Okay, so we will be speaking on the theme of limitless. And if you're anything like me, you have to look up basically the definition of every single word that you use. I will type out emails and I'll show my coworkers and they're like, wait, you used that word very incorrectly in this email. So you should probably look that up next time you use it again. I'm like, yes, you're right. So the definition of limitless means without end, without limit, and without boundary. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind as I read through the next passage. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Galatians 5, 22 through 23. We'll be reading out of the Passion Translation. It says, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." This morning, I'm going to be speaking on the subject of joy overflowing in all circumstances. So I just turned 27 in June, and it's really exciting. You guys might think that's pretty young. However, how many people know that even when you're on this earth for a year, you walk through high seasons and you walk through low seasons? You walk through seasons that are super fun, super exciting, and then you walk through hardships. So the past 2 years for me have been some of my highest seasons that I've ever been in and some of the lowest seasons that I've ever been in. I got married to my amazing husband about 2.5 years ago, and you know, the engagement season is really fun. You get to celebrate with all your friends and your family. And then a couple months after we were married, we found out that we were pregnant with our first baby boy. And that was super exciting. We were naive at the lack of sleep that we would actually be getting. And all the parents said, amen, yes. We were really excited. I mean, we just wanted to start a family and we love kids. So that was really exciting for us. And then a few months later, before he turned one, we actually found out that we were pregnant with our second kid. And it was a little bit of a surprise, but you know, we wanted to see Beckham, our first child, be an older sibling. And we were really excited for the season that we were walking in. And then a few weeks later, we actually ended up losing that child, and that was something that was hard for us. I mean, you come in to God's house on a Sunday, or you are in relationship with Jesus, and you think sometimes everything's going to go your way, and everything's going to go super awesome and super amazing, but reality is every single person is going to face something at some point in their life. And that might not be your exact story, what we walked through. However, there are going to be hardships that you're going to face. And this isn't a Debbie Downer message, because the Lord is in control and He is almighty as you walk through those seasons. However, I just want to encourage you in some things that can help us walk through those seasons and point our soul and spirit to Jesus. Okay, in Nehemiah 8:10, it says, Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So as I read in Galatians, it says joy overflowing. But what happens in those seasons where you don't feel joy at all? For us, we needed community. And we ended up having been in a place where we established our friends and people around us in the high times to help us walk through the low times. We had people who would text us and send us prayers and send us Bible verses and just encourage us in those seasons because they're inevitable to come. However, we can prepare ourselves well, right? And the people surrounding us can help us point to God in those seasons. The second thing that we did is praise and worship. And sometimes this is really hard because you can come into God's house and see people lifting their hands. But sometimes joy is a choice. You choose to allow yourself to surrender to God. So there would be times where I didn't want to play praise and worship. I wanted to play Metallica because I was mad. I don't actually listen to Metallica. That's more my husband. I'm like a country girl. However, I would play praise and worship and just listen. Like sometimes I couldn't even raise my hands because I was just so upset at what was happening or what I was facing. But God is good in all situations. If you read in Psalm 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him." There's actually a song out right now that I have on repeat. Are there any song repeaters in here? Like, does anyone just love to play songs over and over and over again? I do that to the point where, like, my coworkers beside me are like, "You need to change this song. You don't even know the lyrics anymore. Like, you just need to change it." I'm like, okay, well, thank you. But this is a song that I've had on repeat. It says, "I will praise you on the mountain, and I will praise you when the mountain's in my way. You're the summit where my feet are, so I will praise you. In the valleys all the same, no less God within the shadows, no less faithful when the night leads me astray. You're the heaven where my heart is, and the highlands and the heartache all the same." In Jeremiah, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." In Psalm 23:4, it says, "When I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, your rod and your staff comfort and protect me." I don't know what you're walking through this morning, and I don't know if it's a high season, and that's so awesome, and we will encourage you and praise you through that. And I don't know if it's a low season, and we will encourage and praise you through that as well. But I just want to encourage you, you are not alone. God is always with you in every season, in every circumstance, and just have that community of people to point your soul and your spirit back to him, to encourage you to know that he is good, he is faithful, and he does love you. Well, that is all I have for you this morning, and I'm super excited to get our next speaker up here, Davey Jorski.
Thank you. That was awesome, Ashby. Well done. It was incredible. Well, good morning. How are you this morning? You doing good? Three of you? Good morning. How are you doing this morning? Good? There we go. There we go. Well, I'm excited to continue on this morning, and I'm going to be continuing out of our theme verse in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and I'm going to be sharing on a faith that prevails. And I love that we see over and over again in the Bible the limitless nature of God and Jesus, and also how our faith is directly related to his ability to move. And one of my favorite stories in the Bible when it comes to faith is in Matthew 14. So if you have your Bible, you can go ahead and flip there, but I'll read it for you if you don't. Matthew 14, 25 through 33, and it says, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And I love this verse because firstly, we see the limitlessness of God where he was walking on the water, doing the impossible, and he called Peter to walk with him. And then secondly, we see Peter chose by faith to step out of the boat amidst the wind and the waves. And then ultimately, we see that it was Peter's lack of faith that ultimately limited him from walking with Jesus. And church, the truth is this morning is that God wants us to operate out of that limitlessness, but it takes our faith and our expectation to see him move, to do that, to believe for God to do the impossible in our world. And you know, I love that we're sharing this morning on this idea of limitless, and we've themed this year's Wave Conference as limitless because that's what God is calling us to. God is asking for us to bring our faith, our expectation, our belief for him to show up. And all my create people will be able to attest to this, but before we take the stage every week, I probably encourage us with one of the same thoughts every single week. And that is that the most incredible part about that is that when we bring our faith and our expectation and we're desperate to see Jesus move, our desperation and our faith never goes unmet with him because of what he did on the cross. And that's just, there's nothing that kind of stirs me more than that idea that it doesn't matter what I might be going through, what I might be facing, like Ashby said, all we have to do is bring our faith, our expectation for Jesus to show up, and he always does, which is incredible. You know, as I think about this idea of faith, I'm reminded of our annual Royal Youth Summer Camp, which we just got back from last week. Was it last week? Wow, feels like it was so long ago. Last week. Anyways, that's not the story. But Royal Youth Summer Camp, I remember one of my first summer camps. It's probably like 10 years ago now. I think this was my 10th summer camp, which is crazy. Not old, but yeah. But anybody that's been to a summer camp knows that it's just some of the most special, incredible times that we have all year. And I remember being on stage and leading worship, and I kind of say leading worship in quotes because anybody that's been to a summer camp knows that all the young people come in ready, fired up, ready to encounter Jesus. So there's not really much leading that has to happen. Just get up on stage and worship, which is awesome. But I remember looking out over the crowd in one of our night sessions, and you're seeing all these young people having this such a real encounter with Jesus. Young people, middle schoolers and high schoolers, praying for other middle schoolers and high schoolers, believing for breakthrough in their life. You're seeing young people filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, seeing young people catch a fresh vision and dream for their life to maybe start a Bible study in their school. And you're just seeing, we see all these incredible things happen. And I remember being on stage and thinking to myself, God, how is this even possible? Like, how does this even happen? And God said, it's faith. Faith changes everything. And you know, what's so incredible about a summer camp is that we take, you know, a few days and we get away and we have a room full of young people. Usually the room has no AC, which adds to the awesomeness of summer camp. But we have a room full of young people and leaders that just come so full of faith and expectant for Jesus to show up, and he always does. But the most incredible part about that is that God isn't just a summer camp God or just a Sunday service God, but God is calling us to have that type of faith and expectation in our everyday lives. When we go to work, when we go to school, wherever we might be going, whatever situation we might be facing, God is simply calling us to be faithful, to have faith, to be open to him moving, and he shows up in incredible ways. But does anybody like sports in here? Anybody? I love sports. Wow, that's more people than I thought. I love sports. Roll Tide. Got to throw that in there. Yeah. Does anybody like basketball? Probably a lot less people. Okay, three of you. Well, I like basketball. And there's this guy in the NBA. He's one of the top 15 best players in the NBA. And his name is Russell Westbrook. Anybody know Russell Westbrook? One, two. Cool, we got a few. Awesome. Well, he kind of has this mantra that he goes by, this life motto. He tags all his Instagram posts with it, and he kind of ends all his interviews with this thought. And this thought is the thought of why not? Why not believe? And I don't know about you, but I remember the first time hearing that and thinking, man, this dude Russell Westbrook must read his Bible, because that's an incredible statement of faith if I've ever heard one. Why not believe for God to show up? Why not believe, no matter how big or small the circumstance might be, why not believe for God to move and to do the limitless in that situation? Amen? And so I have a few questions for you this morning as I'm kind of wrapping up here. And the first question is, church, where do you need to start asking the question of why not? Where in your life might you need to ask the question, why not believe for God to show up in this area? And then also, where in your life is God asking you to step out of the boat? You know, I love that we see in that verse in Matthew that Peter chose by faith amidst the wind and the waves and everything going on to step out of the boat by faith, believing that Jesus would show up. And you know, the truth is that life can a lot of times feel like that, where all we see around us is kind of chaos and problems and issues and things going wrong. But the truth is that God has called us to live this life of faith, to come full of faith and expectation for him to show up and believe for him to move. And you know, our prayer is this morning, and my prayer is that as we talk around this topic of faith and faith that changes everything, faith that prevails, is that we would be reminded that it's our faith that creates and cultivates an atmosphere for Jesus to move in our lives. And so I would encourage you, no matter what you might be facing, what you might be going through in life, good, bad, or indifferent, let's be people that choose to stand on his word, stand full of faith and expectation for him to show up. And like I said, the most incredible part is when we come like that, he always shows up and does greater things than we could ever think or imagine. And so that's what I have for you this morning. So you can give it up for Luke as he makes his way to close us out.
Thank you, Davey. Davey is one of my closest friends, and he's that frustrating friend where he's just good at everything. Like, dude just led worship, and then he got up and preached, and he's 6'3". Like, is it frustrating to anybody else or just my 5'9 people out there? But I'm going to wrap it up this morning, and I'm going to share really quickly out of Psalm 1, and I want to talk to you about the fruit of your life. Psalm 1:3, it says, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree, planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, and ever prosperous. The theme of the verses that we're using this morning in Psalm 1 and also in Galatians 5 is that God's fruit is limitless for our lives, that we are called to bear fruit in every single season of our lives. What does that mean in layman's terms? That means that every time in our lives, we can be prosperous. Every moment, every season, we can see God work in and through our lives. As I was reading the fruit of the Spirit this week, I realized that being a parent has tested every single attribute of the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Do I have any parents in here? Maybe you have adult kids or you've had young kids like me. I have an almost 2-year-old. His name's Levi. He is my absolute best friend. He's my little guy. We do everything together. We play golf together because he doesn't say G's well. But he has tested my fruit of the Spirit. He has tested my patience. He tested it the first time he said no, and he tested it the millionth time he said no. He has tested my peace. If you've ever been anywhere with an almost 2-year-old, not a lot of peace, a lot of messes, a lot of no's, a lot of high pitch sometimes, which you really don't know where that comes from. And he's tested my joy. Sure, he's brought a lot of joy, but he's also stolen a lot of sleep. And I'm not saying that sleep and joy are the same thing, but I am saying that they are the same thing. And I don't know, maybe you're not a parent and you're still like this, but do you remember, parents, do you remember before you were a parent and you would see parents in public with their kids and what would you do? You would judge them and you would look at them and be like, oh my gosh, How could they allow that kid in public so messy? Like, he's got dirt under his nails. He's got stains on his shirt. He's got snot coming out of his nose. Like, come on, please. Give that kid a bath. Like, oh my gosh, how could you let your kid have a tantrum in the checkout line at Target? Like, I'm just here trying to shop, and your kid is screaming and ruining my experience. Get some self-control in that two-year-old. Or, oh my gosh, how could you ever let that kid eat the same food every single meal, every single day? He's had noodles since he was born. Give that kid some fruit or veggies. Balance, people. And on behalf of all the parents, we're trying hard. But what we often like to do is we like to judge the fruit of someone's life, or we like to judge the action of someone's life, or we like to judge what is coming out of someone's life, but we like to also ignore why they feel that way, or the root of the fruit of their lives. And I know in my own life, I don't know about yours, but I'll speak for my own life. I know in my own life, I'll often get mad at what my life is producing and ignore why I'm producing that. I'll often get mad at the fruit of my life and what is coming out of me and then not address what I'm putting in my life and why I am producing this fruit in the first place. And what I like to focus on just for this last moment is maybe we need a perspective shift. Maybe in a results-driven world, we need to take our eyes off the results and look why we're getting those results. Maybe in a fruit-driven world, we need to take our eyes off the fruit of our lives and take a look at the root that is producing that fruit. You see, the power of this text and the power of Galatians 5 and Psalm 1, the power of limitless fruit and the power of bearing fruit in every season can never come to fruition in your life unless you bear the right roots in your life. God promises limitless fruit. God promises that we can bear fruit in every single season, but he doesn't promise that he will establish roots in your life for you. He can establish roots in your life, but you have to establish the roots in your own life so that then you can begin to flourish like these verse talks about. God's job is the fruit. Our job is the root. So kind of like Davey and Ashby hit on, I'm just going to give you a couple of how do you establish roots in your life. And a lot of us would have heard these many times. We've heard how to establish roots. We've heard what we should do. But even this morning, I want you to take a look at these and rate yourself. Maybe I'm a 2 right now in this season. Maybe I'm a 9. Maybe I'm crushing it. Maybe I'm a 10. 10 out of 10. Can't get any better. Maybe I'm a 1. I really need to focus on that. But number one, you have to know what God says about you. You have to know what this book says about you so that when you get in a season, you know the authority that you carry. Number two, you have to spend time in his presence. Sunday church is not enough presence of Jesus in your life. You have to take time and spend it with Jesus. Number three, like Ashby talked about, you have to find community. You have to find people that want to do life with you and go the same direction you are going so that when you feel like quitting, somebody can tell you, yeah, right, over my dead body, we're going to church Sunday. And lastly, you have to let God invade all of you. You have to let God invade all of you. I love how David puts it in Psalm. He says, search my heart, O God. You have to let God invade all of you. I'm talking the good stuff, which is the fun stuff to give to God. Like, God, I invited someone to church today. But you also have to give God the bad stuff, the stuff you're not proud of, the dirty stuff, the messy stuff. You see, when it comes to roots, I'm gonna carry this analogy all the way. So just, I hope you're ready for some plant knowledge. When it comes to roots, roots have to grow into the dirt. So if you don't allow God to root in the dirt of your life, then your roots are gonna be very superficial and surface level and easy to pull up and easy to unplant. But when you allow God to invade all areas of your life, God, this is my mess, this is my dirt, this is who I am, this is me with the mask off, that's when he can root himself in your life and you will be planted and you will be bearing fruit in every season. No matter where you find yourself, you can bear fruit. No matter what you walk through, you can have joy. No matter what report you get from the doctor, you can have peace. No matter what they did to you, you can have love and forgiveness. No matter how long that promotion is taking, Lord Jesus, you can have patience. No matter how many times you get cut off on I-264 and they didn't use their blinker, you can have self-control. Maybe that one was just for me. But when we allow God to establish roots in our lives, it doesn't matter the wind, the waves like Davey was talking about, the storm, the hurt, the pain, the report, I will not be moved because I am rooted to a limitless God. I can have faith, I can have strength, I can have joy, I can have peace because my God is limitless. And my beliefs are not based on what I see. My beliefs are not based on my feelings. My beliefs are not based on what is going on around me, but my beliefs are based on the King of Kings. My beliefs are based on a God that is limitless. My beliefs are based on the God who has never failed and is never going to start with me. But it all starts when we allow God to root in our lives. You know, because life is so much more than just going through the motions. Life is so much more than a 9-to-5. It's so much more than just being here, having a couple good times, having a couple bad times. Life as a Christian, life as a disciple is so much more than just knowing the fruit of the Spirit or knowing about God. But we can experience them. We don't have to just hear preaching on Sunday, but we can experience the fullness and the goodness and the fruit of our God because it's available for every single one of us. So this morning, as I close, what are your roots in? What is your life rooted to? As we talk on this limitless fruit of the Spirit that is available for you and for me, what are your roots in? You see, I don't know what you've done. I don't know your life story. I don't know your mistakes. I don't know the good things, but I do know what He has done. I don't know what you feel like you lack in this place. I don't know the area where you feel like you are not good enough, but I know that my God is more than enough. I don't know how you feel today, and I don't know what you carry. But I know that 2,000 years ago, my God carried a cross so that you didn't have to carry that anymore. You don't have to carry the weight of that sin or the weight of that shame or the weight of not feeling like you were enough because we serve a God who died on a cross and let you know that you are enough, that He does love you. And one thing I like about God is there are some suddenlies in the Bible. If you read the Bible, there's some things that take years. I mean, like, people wandered around a desert for 40 years. Like, come on, somebody. But some things happen immediately. And no matter what you walked in here with, there is immediate grace for your life. There is immediate forgiveness for your life. And there is immediate salvation for your life. God has a plan for your life. God has not forgotten about you. He has never left you, but He loves you. And this morning, He wants to come into a relationship with you like never before. He wants you to know that life that bears fruit in every season. He wants you to know that limitless ability that He has. He wants you to know the plan and the purpose He has in store. And the cool thing is all you have to do this morning is just respond and say, yes, God, I want you in my life. And right there, everything can change. He'll enter your life. You don't have to memorize a bunch of books. You don't have to know the words on the screen. You don't have to know the right times to clap in church, the right times to stand up. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus, and He'll enter your heart right where you are. So in just a moment, I want to give you that opportunity. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes, and I'm going to count to three. And when I do, if you're in this place and you're saying, yep, I want to make that decision to follow Jesus. I want to know him like you guys have talked about. I don't want to just go through the motions anymore, but I want to walk with him. Then I'm going to ask you just to lift your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it, because I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. So if we could all just bow our heads and close our eyes. One, Jesus loves you. That limitless life, that limitless fruit is for you. Two, there is no better time than this morning. Three, if that is you in this place and you want to make a decision to say yes to Jesus, can you just lift your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it so I can pray for you? I see hands over there. I see hands there. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. That's awesome. If that's you in this place, we're not going to rush this moment. If you want to make that decision, I see those hands right there. That's awesome. If you want to make that decision, God, I need you in my life. Yeah, I see that hand. That's awesome. I see that hand. That's awesome. That's awesome. You can all put your hands down and you can look up at me just for a moment and we're going to pray. But I want to congratulate every single person on that decision. It takes faith. It takes boldness to lift your hands and say, yeah, God, I do need you. So like I said, I want to pray. Thanks, Robert. Robert's always down. Party. You can give it a hand. We're going to clap in a second. We're going to clap in a second. But like I said, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. So every single person that raised their hand in Wave Church, why don't we just pray this with them? Repeat this prayer after me. Say, today, Jesus.
Today, Jesus.
I choose. To follow you.
To follow you.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And confess with my mouth.
And confess with my mouth.
That you now live in me.
That you now live in me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now can we clap and can we celebrate every single decision?
Thanks for listening to the Wave Church Podcast. If you made a decision today to follow Jesus, please go to wavechurch.com and click on I Made a Decision so we can help you on your way to know God in a deeper way. And if you want to visit one of our locations, the website can help you locate the campus near you, or you can live stream our services. Have a great day.